This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Miss Tina, I just got all your information. I was actually about to get it with you today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, there was like some misunderstanding because I guess that a guy named Scotty Morris signed up for this a year and a half ago, and he's no longer with the company. So when the payment started not going through, I reached out, and Christina kind of explained to me what's going on. So, since then have started working with Haibu. How long ago was that? She said it was recent, but she didn't really know.
I've been working with them for maybe a month or two now.
Okay.
So I'm the owner, and Scotty did work here, and I remember your name when I heard Local Splash. I was like, man, I know I've heard that. I just don't remember where.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe when you originally signed up, we spoke or something, huh?
I guess. I mean, to be honest, I handle all the marketing stuff. Scotty was just a sales guy. He never really handled any marketing. So why he handled all this and was billing his card is beyond me.
So strange. I know. That is so strange. And then when Christina said that you were working with Haibu, I was like, that's strange because there's 1,012 leads on the dashboard coming through the call tracking number that we're providing. So I'm like, I hope he's not throwing that money down the toilet, you know? So,
how do I get access to your dashboard?
So, I sent her the credentials. The only thing is that it won't let you in while the account's in a past due status. So I don't know if you tried to log in or if she tried to, but it'll say your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. And when you do that, it just takes you to the billing. But I can screenshot this and I'll send it to you just so that you could see it. What's happening is there's calls on the dashboard that when people call the call tracking number, it forwards over to you guys, and then it's going actually to Christina's line. That's how I got a hold of her because, you know, Scotty's line was no good, right? It goes to Christina's line, and then those calls are recorded on the dashboard for quality assurance. So you can see on this screenshot, you know, I'm not going to screenshot all 1,012 of them, but you can see the date that they came in, the time, the duration of the call, you know, and then once you get access to the dashboard, you could even call in and or go on the dashboard and you can listen to the calls. Also, there are some messages here that came through too on the, so if someone like texts the number, they'll also be stored on the dashboard. And if you guys wanted to get the account up to speed, what would happen is, I would help you get set up on the Local Splash app. There's an app where you would, you can log into it with the credentials from your cell phone. And that way, if a call comes in, you can, you know, attack it right away. You'll have access to it in real time rather than having to go log on to some dashboard later. Everything would go through the app and then you could respond to people through there. So yeah, I'll screenshot it just so that you can see it. One thing I do want to let you know is I asked the verification department if we still had access to your Google Business profile, and they said that we don't. So I think what happened is we've been working with you for a year and a half, so you have tons of solid results on Google, but when Haibu, you started working with them, they probably went in and removed us as a manager, and then they started managing it. You see what I mean? So you don't have to work with two companies. You could, you know, pick one or the others. But since this account has been going for a year and a half, you know, I know that, you know, those solid results that you're getting on Google are as a result.
Well, and
of
I mean, I'm
program.
All about, yeah, continuing what we've had going on.
For sure.
I would say, like, you know, I didn't even know we were having y'all going. And I hate
so
that.
So crazy.
I mean, maybe,
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, man, well, maybe we should have got it with y'all and see what all y'all do. I mean, what all you do, and maybe.
That's what Christina said. Yeah, she said the same thing. Yeah, for sure. So let
me. Are you local here?
No, we're in Southern California, but we're one of the few companies in the whole nation that has been hand-selected by Google to have a premier partnership. And what that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you'll also have that extra support staff available for your business. So where do you want me to send the, because I updated, I took Scotty's email out and I put Christina's, but where do you want me to send the screenshot?
So that office at trianglerepairgroup.com.
Okay. At office at trianglerepairgroup.com. I'll just put screenshot of leads. On the dashboard. I know, I wish there was an easier way to do this where you could just log on. Now, unless you wanted to update the payment and then I could just show you how to log on, and that's a little bit, you know, more detailed for you, you know, but I do want you to be comfortable before you do that, you know, so let's
I mean, I don't mind updating the payment and getting you paid up on what I owe you, I guess.
Yeah, it's just $199, but you are eligible for an upgrade, and I can explain to you how that works in just a minute. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed, or has Hibu started that process for you yet?
Yeah, I think I am Google Guaranteed, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so you went through the background check and the whole nine yards, right?
I did every inch of that myself, yes.
Good, good. Okay. So if you wanted to participate in it, I'll give you pricing on it in just a minute, but let's just first do the payment so that you can get on the dashboard, and then we can kind of go from there. So I think Christina gave me an American Express ending in 2002, but she said that you wanted to talk to me first. So if you think that that's good for the $199, you could maybe just – you know,
I'll authorize it. You can try running it. There's a high chance that I had that account got frauded last month, and I had to get a new card.
Oh, no.
And so that one might not work anymore, actually. But
click
it and see if it works.
Yeah, it said back then generic decline, which could mean it's fraud. And then the system had automatically tried it at 2:01 this morning, which I don't like that the system tried it, because what if you weren't ready, you know? But anyway, it was still not working at 2:01 this morning.
I'll give you a card that works.
Okay, so is it still the 704 Three Sisters Road for the billing address, or is it different?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so then go ahead with the card number.
4053.
Okay.
0133.
Okay.
5099.
Got it.
3409.
Okay. Expiration?
0429.
And the code?
347.
347. Excellent. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then I'm going to send you the login to the dashboard so that we can, you know, kind of listen to some of these calls in real time. Okay, so that went through. So you're all good to go there. And then let's see. Today is the 14th. Okay, so the way Scotty had it set up was that your billing date was on the 1st. So I'll switch it to the 14th. That way, if you decide to continue, you get a full month of service rather than just a partial month. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll just fix that real quick, and then I'll send you the login, and I can show you how to go on the dashboard. I'll just reset it in the system here. Christina's great, though. She said she was kind of new with your company, and I'm like, wow, she's just on it. She's very thorough, so which is good.
She's great.
Yeah, and it's nice to see that the calls on the dashboard are being addressed by her, because, you know, sometimes and this is a pet peeve of mine, is, you know, there's people that will pay us for marketing to get on the first page of Google, and then when their phone rings, they get a voicemail box that's not set up or a voicemail box that's full. And I always tell people, look, that's a missed opportunity, you know? So I think that it's great that, yeah, she's staying on top of it, which you'll see when you log on. So let's just see
awesome.
Here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a good one. So let's see. Login. Okay, there it is. So it's going to say Christina in the subject line, and that's just because when I spoke with her, I took Scotty out and I put her as the point of contact. But I'll, of course, add you as the main contact, and she'll be authorized. So if she ever has questions, she can still get, you know, information. But,
perfect.
Yeah, you're the owner, so everything should definitely be in your name. So.
Okay.
Okay. So, did you get the email or?
Oh, let's see.
Let's see here if it went out. Oh, it says it's processing, so give me a second here. It'll take a second. So, while we're waiting, you could still go on to my.localsplash.com. And then that's going to take you to a page with it'll ask you for a username and a password.
Okay.
And
my.localsplash.com. Yeah, it says sign in with your credentials.
So the username is, I believe, an old phone number that belonged to Scotty. So, of course, we'll update that to your number. But just for now, put in just 10 digits. You don't need spaces or dashes, but it's 919-344.
Got it.
Hey. Oh, you got the email?
Yep. I'm pasting it in here.
Yeah, that makes it easier.
The money. I like it.
Once you log in, too, it might
reset it or something.
Yeah, if you ever want to reset it, you can. But, you know, some people just leave it as the temporary. But either way, if you ever want to reset the password, you can. Just let Christina know if you do that.
Yeah. Like, so let me just say a few things that just stand out. We're using my old logo.
We have
my old business address up there, which is not – you know, I know for like Google, that's not good. We have in two or three different locations. So like our new location.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So if you wanted to continue with us, we would make sure to get access to the correct business page, which I think is the one we originally started. And then when Haibu took it, they probably updated it to the new address, right? But we would just be added because I see on the Google page, it's Triangle Repair Group Heating and Cooling. It's not TRG Heating and Cooling, right?
Yeah,
but when Scotty signed up with us a year and a half ago, we went with, like, the information he gave us, which probably a year and a half ago it was correct. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. But regardless of that, the most important part is, and again, it says zero for the Google profile action, zero for reviews, and that's just because we don't have access to the page anymore. But it does still calculate the leads where it says local leads. So if you look on your Google business page for Triangle Repair Group Heating and Cooling, when people call that number on there, the 919-234-7721, it forwards over to Christina's line. Mm-hmm.
Shit, well, I just changed that. I was in the personal information, changing my name. I took out Christina's name, put my name. I took out that phone number and put it in my phone number.
Good. Okay. If you want to just promote your phone number, you can.
No.
Yeah.
I want to promote the 70. Look, our real office line is 703-93-93.
Oh, that's
the number I want to. Yeah, that's the one I want to promote.
Okay. So 703. And who does that ring to? Does that ring to Christina also, or does it come to you? Or?
Correct. No, it rings to Christina.
Oh. Okay. So, got it. Okay, so I'm putting that in. So if you go to the section that says leads, you'll see that there's... Mm-hmm.
heating. I'm updating. And, oh, 1 second. Cooling. Save.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah, my address, 7043. Sisters Road, Nightdale. Save. So you got a tracking number, the email we're gonna change. Office at Triangle Repair. Okay. Everything else looks pretty good.
Okay, excellent. So, what is the new zip code, just so I don't have to go back to that screen for your business?
27545.
Okay. I'm looking for the ideal package upgrade if you wanted it. I want to let you know, because right now you guys pay $199 a month, and that covers, you know, the optimization on Google and Bing. It covers the mobile platform, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then it also includes the, you know, tracking and reporting system, which I'm showing you some of that now. So if you wanted to upgrade to the ideal package, then it also includes the Google Guaranteed. And since you already believe that you did the background check, you would just transfer the account to us. So all we would do is charge the one-time transfer fee of $250. And then the leads cost $62.67 each. Now, that will fluctuate, obviously, you know, depending on if it's, you know, a smaller job or a bigger job. But the great thing about Google Guaranteed, and this is why it's the highest ROI program online, is that the lead would come exclusively to you. And so it's not like those typical lead services that are selling it to you and everybody else out there, right? And since you've already passed that background check, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but if you have and you have that, you know, green check mark next to your name, that means that Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that you have a disgruntled client that you did a ton of work for, and somewhere along the line, you know, they, you know, want all their money back. Google would get involved, and they would refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you, okay? Oh. Also, our department monitors it, so you only pay for the lead if it's a legitimate lead. So let's say somebody calls you, and they say, hey, you know, are you hiring? You don't get charged for that. Or let's say they're like, hey, do you install AC units? And you say yes, and they say, great, I'm in Las Vegas. Right? You're like, well, we don't service Las Vegas, so you don't get charged for that. So you're only going to get charged if it's a valid lead. And how it would work is once the account transfers to us, we would call you and say, okay, we see that it's already approved, and now we're going to activate a budget, which would equal 13 leads for the month. So that would be $817. Now, that $817 works like an escrow account, where let's say within the month you don't take on 13 leads. Let's say that you take on, you know, 6 or 7 leads, and then you're busy, right? So the next month you just pay for the 6 or 7 leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. So that 817 works like an escrow account. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it can kind of roll it over.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So, yeah, and so if you go into the section that says leads, for example, and the first one at the top says Narissa Price, if you hover over it, it'll open a play button over to the right, and it'll have like a 28-second call. So you can hit the play button, and you can listen to the call and see what happened. And then the same thing, if you go down to Austin Davis, it's a 23-second call, so on and so forth. And so
assisted throughout Washington. I needed some help with my air conditioning with things to apply. I needed a burner.
And so I'm going to tell you, we this is funny to me because, like, we didn't, everybody was clueless about all this. I guess Scotty knew, but then we've been having these messages that, like we'll see we had a missed call and then say they left a voicemail somewhere and it says the voicemail is full. And we're like, well, where the
hell
is
and you didn't know
now?
Where to find it. Oh
no,
my gosh. That's
them.
Terrible. Oh
yeah.
Wow. That is,
you know,
terrible.
Here I see we've had 1,000 leads come in. Nobody knew to come in here and you know, be following this stuff. And
so this lady left a message, and it should have gone to Christina's line. So even though it was a voicemail, it went to Christina, and I'm sure she probably, you know, got back to it. Because if they're leaving a voicemail, that means there's a voicemail option available. So even though
but to get that voicemail, I'd have to come into your website to see it.
Correct. Or just search either through the Android or the iOS store for Local Splash and download the app. And then you just log into it with the same credentials that are in the email. And then that way you only have to log in once. It'll stay logged in on your phone. So every time a call comes in, you'll see it in real time.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that as we speak.
Okay. And then what I would recommend is if you decide to continue with us, I would recommend to, I know you want to promote that other business line, but I would recommend keeping the call tracking number on there to forward to that new business line, because that way you'll still get the call reports on the dashboard. Because if you take off the call tracking number, it's just going to show zero on the dashboard. It's not going to have that feature where you can go in and listen to the calls in real time. You know what I mean? So
gotcha.
I would recommend to keep it on there. And matter of fact, we even had another number that we used before, which was 919-883-9277, which would still forward over. So we could ask, you know, if they could just change the call tracking number to forward over to the new number. That way you're still using the business line for all client calls. But it's as far as, like, the user interface, it would show the call tracking number. That way you can, you know, get the report.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that all sounds good. I mean, what I'd love to do is, like, I'm going to save your number. What was your
name,
ma'am?
Yeah, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So I'll text it to you now. I'll also send you an email with a breakdown of that ideal package. So if you decide to just continue at $199 a month and just keep the local optimization, or if you want to upgrade and do that ideal package, either way, you know, you'll be able to get a hold of me. And then,
because I want to talk to Mahabu people and see, you know, what stuff y'all have overlapping and what, you know, maybe what I kind of see is, like, maybe I can back, like, they're doing some other stuff that I don't think y'all do, like they're doing my website and some other little things that we got going on. And so I see room for them, but I might back them down some and let y'all handle more just our Google stuff while they're doing all the other things. So
yeah, we offer Google compliant websites also. And the only reason I'm telling you this is that let's say that Haibu, if you decide to go with us, says, oh, you can't do that because your website's with us and you're going to lose the site. And, you know, because sometimes these companies will tell you all kinds of crazy things, right? So in case that happens, we build Google compliant websites here also. I'll also send you a link to it so that you could see it. And, you know, that way you don't have to worry about it. If a client has a Local Splash website, we call them my sites. They're actually like a custom web design. Let's see here. You know what? I just put your number in and it opened up. Let's see here. Is this correct? It opened up an old account from 2016 that canceled. So it looks like back in 2016, you had us for 2 months and then you canceled. And then after the fact, Scotty signed up and been with us for a year and a half. So that's interesting.
Wow.
'Cause Yeah, I see that old triangle repair group in here too.
Crazy. Like when I heard your name, I'm like, I know that name. Where do I know this from?
And yeah, so, like, let me see here.
I don't recall me and Scotty ever discussing y'all, but I do remember y'all's name. So maybe it was from back in the day.
Yeah, let me see if I was the point of contact on this old account, because this one says triangle. And let's see. Brandon. It's like so old, it's not saying. Let me see who ran the payment for the $199 when you signed up. That would show who signed you up. It was, oh, Ron Phillips. Ron Phillips was the one. So, yeah, I might have talked to you because I was his supervisor at the time, so it could be that I talked to you back then. So I'm just going to send you the text message with my direct line, and then I'll also send you the text message with the, hold on a second. This one has SMSs disabled, so I gotta enable it somehow. Let's see. Nope, it's not allowing me to send you the text. Okay, I'm going to just put your number in on the other account that was updated in Christina's name and see if I can send it that way. So, one second here. Computers have a mind of their own sometimes. It could be that there was some point that you got a text from us and you put stop. So that automatically enables the system to, like, stop them, you know? So that's probably why I'm trying to send it on the other account. It's not letting me. So let's do this.
Sure.
I'll put it in here in the cell phone field. So it's 919-703-9732. There we go. Now, if you had to cancel with Hibu, and you want to keep the website that they built for you, ask them if, you know, you could just keep the site and pay for hosting, because we offer that. If we have a client with us and we have a website and they want to cancel for some reason or another, they can keep the site and just pay us $49 a month for the hosting of it. So, you know, if you know, get down to the nitty gritty, and if they can't show you some concrete results, then I would say for sure just cancel with them and, you know, see if you can keep the site. If not, we'll create one for you. So I'm just looking for that mailer. Here it is. It says, okay, so this one has both. It has the link to the My Site options, and it also has my direct line on it, which is extension 777.
Okay.
So that way, if you ever need to reach me, you can. And then my direct line will also be on the bottom of that email that I'm sending you for the ideal package. How's it going with Google Guaranteed right now? Are you getting a lot of leads, or are you not sure how that's being tracked?
I'm not sure about any of that. No, let me say this. I'm in the middle of, like, getting out of big S right a second. I would love to talk for you for hours about all this and get all this, like, nailed down directly. Like,
of course.
Can we have a time to talk more?
Yes, yes, of course. If you know what time you would like, we could set it up now. If not, you could look at your calendar and you could reply to my email or reply to my text. And then I can set it up that way, you know. But if you
I mean, like, something like Thursday morning or something would be fine, probably.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you were just, like, attentively planning, like, Thursday morning, give me a shout around, like, 8, 9 o'clock, like, I'll make sure I have time.
So we work 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, which is about 10 to 7 your time. So
can
call you. Okay. So let's just say, you know, sometime between 10 and 10:30, just because we have a morning meeting every morning where we kind of regroup.
Okay.
But right after that meeting on Thursday, I'll call you, and then we can pick up where we left off. And that way you can go over any questions that you may have regarding that ideal package as well, okay?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Awesome.
And then
thank you so much.
in the event, I don't want to take any more of your time, Brandon, but in the event that you want to cancel with us and just keep Hibu, just let me know, because right now I have it set up to renew for $199 on August 14th, and I don't want you to pay that if you decide not to keep this. But I see that you're getting such great results, you're probably going to want to keep it.
Cool. Yes, ma'am. Okay. We're going to talk more about all this on Thursday.
Okay, sounds good. Have a great rest of your week.
You too.
All right, bye. Thank you. Bye.